Let us begin by looking to God in prayer.
我们来祷告仰望神。
Our gracious and loving Father in heaven,
我们在天上慈爱的天父,
we thank Thee for this wonderful service of remembrance.
我们为做这奇妙的纪念的崇拜来祷告。
To remember how the Lord Jesus suffered for us.
我们纪念主耶稣基督如何为我们受苦。
For He was our substitute.
因为他是我们的代数。
He was our example.
他是我们的榜样。
That we may know how we ought to live this life.
使得我们能够过着这个生命。
We pray, Father, that Thou would move our hearts by Thy words.
我们求主用你的话语感动我们的心。
That Thou would cause Thy people to grow spiritually.
使到你的子民能够在灵里成长。
Forgive us our sins as we come into Thy presence.
求主赦免接近我们的罪，帮助我们亲近主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2.
那么请翻开你的圣经，打开彼得后书，彼得前书第二章。
The title for our sermon tonight is Christ is our example. He suffered for us.
那么今晚我们要讲的题目是基督是我们的榜样，他为我们受苦。
You look at verse 21 of chapter 2.
你看这个21节，这个彼得前书第二章21节。
It says, For hereunto ye were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
你们蒙召言事为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
The Bible tells us that Christ suffered for us.
那么圣经告诉我们，基督为我们受苦。
And yet he is our example.
但也他也是我们的榜样。
Actually, that goes against our thinking, isn't it?
那么这使我们跟我们的思想有冲突。
Nobody wants to follow the example of a suffering person.
那么没有个人要跟着受苦的榜样。
Maybe you visit someone who's sick in hospital.
那可能你去医院探访一个生病的人。
Right, and this person is suffering the pain and the sickness.
那么这个人因为病痛受苦。
It will never cross your mind that you want to be like this person.
那么你从来没有想过你要像这个人。
It will never cross your mind that I want to take him as my example.
那么从来没有想过你要以他为榜样。
Or maybe someone suffers some serious problem in his business.
或者有些人在生意上受苦。
Or maybe some financial trouble.
或者在财务上受苦。
Or some family conflict.
或者这个家庭的这个冲突。
And this person is suffering in his heart.
那么这人在心里面受苦。
And you know that he is suffering the pain and the sorrow.
你知道他经过这个伤心。
You will never cross your mind that I want to be like him.
那么你从来都没有想过你要像他，要效法他。
Because it is not in our minds to suffer.
因为我们就不要受苦的。If
anything, you want to prevent suffering, you want to avoid suffering, isn't it?
如果你可以的话，你就避免受苦。
So tonight, let us try to understand what the Word of God has for us.
那么今晚我们来明白神的话语。
When it tells us that Christ suffered for us.
因为他告诉我们基督为我们受过苦。
And yet, at the same time, He's our example.
那么也给我们留下榜样。
This is a very deep lesson, isn't it?
这是一个深刻的功课。
Because in our real life, we don't want to suffer. We want to follow someone who's suffering.
因为在我们的生活当中，我们不要受苦。
We will learn three very important things from today's passage. First of all, Christ suffered as our substitute.
那么基督为我们的代数受苦。
He showed us God's love.
他告诉我们这个神的慈爱。
That's the example we can learn from.
这个就是这个学习的榜样。
He is our substitute to show us God's love.
他是我们的代数，告诉我们神的爱。
Secondly, Christ suffered and He is our example to show us how we ought to live on this earth.
那么第二，基督就是我们的榜样，告诉我们怎样生活。
He is our example to show us how we ought to respond to suffering and pain.
那么他告诉我们怎样在这个痛苦当中如何反应。
Finally, Christ suffered for us. He received us as sheep that have gone astray.
那么基督为我们受苦，他接受我们，这些迷羊。
He is our great shepherd who receives those who have gone astray.
那么他是我们的大牧者，接受那些走迷的人。
Showing us the mercy and forgiveness of God.
那么告诉我们上帝的怜悯，还有上帝的赦免。
So there's much to learn, isn't it?
所以有很多功课可以学习。So
let's begin with verse 21.
我们来看第21节。
Verse 21 says, For hereunto were ye called, because Christ suffered for us.
那么你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦。
So this is something that we are called. Every believer should know and understand this lesson.
那么我们每个信徒当应该明白这个课程。
The calling of God shows God's special grace upon us.
那么这个上帝的这个呼召，
And because of that special grace, Christ suffered for us.
因为这个特别的恩典，基督为我们受过苦。
We are told in the book of Ephesians that God have elected us even before the foundation of the earth.
那么以弗所书告诉我们，那么上帝在创世以前就拣选了我们。
And same also in the epistle to Peter, we are called, elect by the foreknowledge of God, by the love of God.
那么在这个彼得前书也告诉我们，我们是照父神的先见被拣选。So
when Christ suffered for us, He was our substitute on the cross.
那么当基督为我们受苦，他是为我们做代赎，showing
us, God's love in the forgiveness of sins.
那么显示上帝的慈爱，赦免我们的罪。On
the night when On the day when the Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross, there were two thieves, one on each side of him.
那么当主耶稣被钉十字架那天，有两个强盗在他左右。
And one of the thieves was railing against him. He was reviling the Lord Jesus.
那么一个强盗就讥笑主耶稣基督。
But then the other one told him to stop it.
那么另外一个却叫他停止讥笑主耶稣。
Because these men were robbers.
因为这两个都是强盗。
He said, we have received our just punishment, our just reward.
他说我们受这个刑罚是应当的。
But this man Jesus, he's innocent.
但是这个人耶稣他是无辜的。
He has done nothing amiss.
他是无罪的。
He died on the cross for us.
那么他是为我们上十字架，死在十字架。
He was our substitute as the sinless and perfect Lamb of God.
他是完全无罪上帝的羔羊。
And by doing that, He demonstrated to us God's love for sinners.
那么他就在此显示上帝对罪人的爱。
There's a passage that is often read during Good Friday.
那么我们常常在这个受难节读。 一段经文,
this is from Isaiah chapter 53.
那是来自这个以赛亚书53章。
In Isaiah chapter 53, we are told that the Lord Jesus was wounded for our transgressions.
那么在以赛亚书53章告诉我们，基督为我们的罪受伤。
Because of our sins and transgression, He received that punishment.
因为我们的罪和过犯，他受这个刑罚。
And so when we come to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, now we understand why it says, Hereunto ye were called, because Christ also suffered for us.
那么这里说,你们蒙召原是为此,因基督也为你们受过苦。
We are called by the grace and love of God.
我们是被上帝的恩典所呼召。
And the Lord Jesus was our substitute in order that we may receive that grace and forgiveness of sins.
那么基督是做我们的代数，使得我们可以接受上帝的赦免。
And then verse 21 of 1 Peter chapter 2 ends with leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
那么这里接着说，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Are we perfect and innocent like the Lord Jesus?
我们是否完全是无罪的呢？好像主耶稣这样？
Of course not.
当然不是。
We are all sinners saved by grace.
我们是蒙恩得救的罪人。
But the example that we can learn is Christ demonstration of God's love for us.
那么是基督展现上帝的爱。
That's why verse 21 begins with, hereunto were ye called.
那么这就是你们蒙召原是为此。
Our special election, the special grace of God.
我们这个特别的这个呼召，特别的这个拣选。
Very often as Christians, we may be called sometimes to suffer.
那么我们基督徒蒙召是为主受苦。
If we are called to suffer, we must follow His steps.
那么如果我们蒙召受苦，我们要跟随他的榜样。
And we must recall to mind that Christ was our substitute. It shows God's love for us.
那么基督是我们的代数，表明上帝的慈爱。
In our modern life, we are so filled with plenty, isn't it?
那么在我们的这个现代的生活充满这些。
Right, I believe this evening most of you had your dinner.
那么在这个今天傍晚，我们都吃了晚饭。
At the end of this service, when we are dismissed, you go back to your homes.
那么这个礼拜过后，我们回去家里。
Right, you have a roof over your head.
那么我们有家有住处。
Right, a nice bed to sleep on.
那么有舒服的床可以休息。
You have freedom to do as you wish, buy as you wish, with the plenty that God has given you.
那么我们有自由买，我们有自由做我们想做的事。
Under these conditions, it's so easy to forget that many Christians are suffering.
那么在这个情况当中，我们容易忘记许多基督徒在受苦。
And we must remember them.
我们必须纪念这点。
We must pray for them.
我们继续需要为他们祷告。
And when it comes time that we ought to suffer, we must remember the love of God for us.
那么轮到这个受苦，我们记得上帝对我们的爱。
That's why verse 21 ends begins with, hereunto were ye called, because Christ suffered for us.
那么21章这里说，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦。
Christ suffered that we may receive the forgiveness of sins.
那么基督为我们受苦，使得我们得赦免，罪得赦免。
And demonstrate the love of God.
那么展现上帝的慈爱。
Now the second verse which we are going to read is verse 22 and 23.
那么我们看第二点，就是这个22到23节。
Verse 22 says, Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously.
那么他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诽谤，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
Christ was our example in suffering.
那么基督是我们在受苦的时候的榜样。
To show us a pattern of life if we have to suffer for Him.
那么告诉我们一个生活的方式来为他受苦。
Verse 21 ends with leaving us an example that we should follow His steps.
那么21节说，他给我们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
And how and what manner of steps do we follow in Christ?
那么我们怎样跟随他的生活方式呢？
Well, we see His example of holiness.
那么我们看到他的圣洁的榜样。
Verse 22 begins with, Who did no sin?
那么这里说他并没有犯罪。
Only the sinless and perfect Son of God can be called holy, isn't it?
那么这个无罪的上帝的儿子才可以称为完全圣洁。
Neither was guile found in his mouth. No lie or dishonesty from his mouth.
那么口里也没有诽谤。
And then in verse 23, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. He does not rail against those who were mocking him.
他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话。
And then when verse 23 continues, right? When he suffered, he threatened not.
受害不说威吓的话。
He did not threaten harm upon those who were wanting to do harm to him.
他并没有威胁那些想要加害他的人。
This is the example that our Lord Jesus Christ has shown us.
那么这是主耶稣基督所给我们的榜样。
The verse begins by showing us His holiness in God.
那么这里 让我们看到他在神里面的圣洁。
He keeps his promise to go to the cross.
那么他照着他所应允的走向十字架。
The Lord Jesus, as we remember, is the Creator and the powerful, omnipotent God.
那主耶稣基督是创造主，他是大能的神。
But when men took him and nailed him on the cross, he suffered.
当人抓他，把他钉在十字架的时候，他受苦。
And yet, with all his power and all the power that is under his command, he reviled not against them.
但是他借着他的大能，他却没有说威胁的话。
Because his was a mission of grace and mercy to sinners.
因为他的使命是向罪人显示这个怜悯和恩惠。
At that point in time, it was not about vengeance upon the Roman soldiers.
因为那时候不是向这个罗马兵丁报复的时候。
Neither was it a time for violence upon the Pharisees who were mocking him.
那么也不是以暴力来对付那些讥笑他的法利赛人。
That's why verse 23 ends with, He committed himself to him that judges righteously.
只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
He was obedient to the Heavenly Father.
那么他对天父是顺服的。
He was obedient to God's will to carry out this mission of a body being broken, his blood being shed for sinners.
那么他要完成舍身流血的使命。
And for all those who threatened violence against him, he committed it to God.
那么那些加害以暴力加害于他的人，他将自己交托那公义审判人的主。
Christ is a pattern, an example for us to learn.
那么基督是这个让我们学习的一个榜样。
His example shows meekness before men and submission to God.
那么他的这个榜样在向人显示温柔，向神显示顺服。
In fact, the Bible teaches us as Christians, right, that we do not avenge ourselves, but the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," say the Lord.
那么身为基督徒，我们不可以报仇，因为上帝说这个报应是在主的，是主的作为。
Jesus, our Lord and Savior, showed us the example.
因为耶稣基督，我们的救主，立个榜样。
So what have we learned so far?
所以我们学习了什么呢？
Well, there is a pattern, an example that we can learn from in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣基督让我们学习他的这个榜样。
First of all, Christ suffered. He was our substitute.
那么耶稣基督受苦，他是我们的代赎。
He willingly gave his body for us.
那么他愿意为我们舍身。
To demonstrate God's love and grace for us.
来显示上帝的恩典，上帝的怜悯。
This is something we can learn from.
这是我们所学习的。
We learn to return our love to him and our gratitude to him.
那么我们学习报答他的恩惠。
We learn also that God's love means the love of a self-sacrificing giving.
因为这表明上帝的这个舍己的爱。
Secondly, Christ is our example in suffering.
那么第二，基督是我们受苦的榜样。
He showed his example of meekness before men and also submission to God.
他向人显示他的这个温柔，向神显示他的顺服。
Christianity is truly a faith that believes in peace.
那么这个基督教的信仰是相信这个和平的信仰。
Many people blame Christians in the past for the wars that have been fought.
那么我们看到很多人怪罪基督徒在，就是说在以往所打的仗。
But the example that Christ has shown us is the example of meekness and submission to God.
那么基督所显示的榜样就是温柔跟这个顺服的这个榜样。
So Christ shows us God's love.
那么基督向我们显示上帝的慈爱。
Secondly, Christ shows us an example in our conduct.
那么第二就是基督在我们的行为上是我们的效法的榜样。
And thirdly, Christ is also our example because he's our great shepherd.
那第三，基督是我们的大牧者，他 是我们的大牧者。
Look at verse 24 and 25.
我们看24到25节。
Verse 24 says, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
Verse 25 continues, For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now turned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
因他受了鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Christ suffered for us.
那基督为我们受苦。
He is our great shepherd who returned us to the flock.
他是我们的大牧者，使我们归回羊圈。
He granted us the forgiveness of sins and the healing from sins in order that we may have peace with God.
他赦免我们的罪，他使我们从罪中得到医治。
That's why verse 24 says, He bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness.
那么第24节说，他被挂在木头上。亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
By his whose stripes ye were healed. That's the last part of verse 24.
因他受了鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
This whole verse is about the forgiveness of sins.
这整节是讲到罪的赦免。
The punishment that is due to a sinner, Christ took upon himself.
那么基督担当这个罪恶的刑罚。
The shepherd.Suffering for the sheep.
那么这个牧者为这个羊受刑罚。
For the verse 25, ye were sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人。
And the picture we have in mind is a loving shepherd who receives sinners.
那么这个给我们看到的图片就是一个慈爱的牧者。接受那迷路的羊归回
and to receive the sinner back to the fold.
那么接受这罪人回到羊圈。
What a wonderful picture of forgiveness and suffering the Lord has shown us.
那么这个就是上帝赦免的这个图样。
We thank God for this remembrance of our great God and Savior who suffered for us.
那么我们感谢神，我们可以纪念。这个伟大的神，伟大的救主为我们受苦。
He suffered to show us God's love for us.
那么他受苦乃是向我们显现上帝对我们的爱。
He suffered to give us a pattern of life that we may follow him.
那么他受苦乃是向我们显示这个生活的方式，使得我们可以效法他。
He is our great shepherd and he suffered in order that we may return to God.
那么他是我们的大牧者，使到他为我们受苦，使到我们可以归回他。
And we may receive the forgiveness of sins.
使到我们可以接受罪的赦免。
We thank God for a wonderful Savior.
我们感谢奇妙的救主。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Our gracious and loving Father in heaven.
我们慈爱的天父。
We thank Thee for the remembrance of Thy word on this day.
我们围着这，在这特别的日子纪念你的话语。
How Thou hast loved us and granted us Thy special grace.
那么你怎样爱我们，赐给我们特别的恩惠。
And the Lord Jesus have suffered for our sins.
那么主耶稣基督为我们的罪死。
That we may receive forgiveness and the gift of eternal life.
使到我们可以得罪，可以得到赦免，得到永生。
Bless us, Lord, as we continue our worship.
求主继续赐福给我们，让我们继续今天的崇拜。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.